I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. I said, that's the way that I like it. All to have seen radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Now, right, little Frank.
Good afternoon and welcome, FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And this is a sexy FC Live brought to you by, oh, it's cold, ConstructiveCoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And I'm here cold at York Street for full coverage this afternoon of Boston United against FC United in the freezing league. Kickoff is coming up in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the frozen tears, and all the joy of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, on
at 07596104122. That's 07596104122. But where's my phone, Ben? Where's my phone?
This FC Live, Boston against FC United of Manchester.
Ooh! Send me back over there. Can you turn me up a bit?
You're so loud.
Okay, that's better, thank you. Stato Paul,
yeah.
Good afternoon to you. Could you do me the honour of, down the right-hand side, there's my bag, and in there, you don't have to, well, thank you very much. Let me give you the teams very quickly. It's Lloyd Allison in goal, Joel Seeley number two, Luke Hyer number three. Although, Ben, you normally say something before that, don't you?
It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon. It's FC Live brought to you by Constructive.
Get on with it anyway. Thanks, Ben.
It's Boston United against FC United.
And we've kicked off.
It's Stato Paul.
1-0.
And Swampair.
Don't say 1-0.
That's going to work so well in the podcast when they hand over for them goals.
Lloyd Allison in goal, Joel Seeley number two, Luke Hyer, as I said, number three, Scott Kay, captain number four, Matty Hughes number five, Sam Baird number six, Conor McCarthy number seven, Danny Rackie number eight, Tom Greaves number nine, Steve Irwin number 10, and Craig Linfield number 11. On the bench, it's Glynn, Garner, Crawford, Fagbola, and King. For the home team this afternoon, I'll hand you to my comrade to the right hand side to give you the starting lineup for the Pilgrims.
John Stewart in goal, Wes Atkinson number two, Stephen Brogan three, Jamie Maguire four.
Thanks for that, Paul. It's 2-0. No, it's not.
Ryan Walter 6, Jay Rollins 7, Brad Abbott 8, Reece Thompson 9, Jake Beasley 10, Ashley Hemmings 11. And on the bench, for Swampy's benefit, it's 12, Kabongo Shimanga.
Oh, I knew
12
that.
Well, is Jonathan Wafula. 15, Benny Egeon. 16, Greg Smith. And 13 is probably, I think, the sub-goalie job.
Well, to be honest, the only name I had a problem with was Greg Smith. To be honest, I'm hoping the number
Shimanga
12
comes on.
Wafalula, Shimanga, and Ayton are all resigned to the bench for the afternoon. There's an Essie huddle. Two of them are actually tying the shoelaces while they're having the huddle.
Do you want the positive stat for today?
Yes, last time you were here, we won 3-2.
No, this is even better than that. This is even better. It's St. Patrick's Day today, as you know. We played four times on St. Patrick's Day and won the lot.
There's not even an Irish name within the whole team. In fact, the only
Conor McArthur. Can't get more Irish than that. Have you tried?
I've tried. No, he's not.
Danny O'Ratchie.
Hey, look, Lloyd Old Allison, Joel O Senior, Scotty O KO from Mayo, Samuel Baird. No, Baird is just Baird. Conor McCarthy.
By the way, speaking of St. Patrick's Rackie. Day, I've got a bone to pick with you, and you have as well.
Another bone.
The cause. That's the best Irish act you could come up with.
It's the song as well. It's not just the the artist.
He has put more thought into it. I told you.
What was the song called?
Yes.
In the context of where we are.
Win.
What can I do? It was the song. Yeah.
Well, pity, because if we went on Tuesday, we had the boys are back in town then.
Well, we could have, yeah. There might be a run. We might be on the streak.
Just looking at the FC contingent to the left-hand side, they're in an area where basically they would be vocal, if not just small in number. We've got a minute silence, I believe.
Can't really stand up here, can we?
No, it's a bit difficult to. Can we stand up? Oh, we have to.
Would you please observe a minute's pause at the signal of the referee in memory of Dick Tilley?
I was hoping that was going to carry on for another minute. I was warming myself up quite nicely there, and as the sun comes out, and that was a Boston supporter and a volunteer who sadly has passed away, but we get this game underway here at FC United Manchester. The wind blowing from everywhere is probably the best way to describe it this afternoon. The sun's out now, so we've got a momentary lapse without a snowstorm, as the referee, by the way, this afternoon is Mr. Declan Bourne. Sam Kane and Paul Buck are his assistants. So, yeah, a real Irish team, and a very sláinte to everybody. And happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's hope the Triple Crown can be won at the hands of everyone at Twickenham this afternoon, which would be really good. There's a flag in the ground, the Irish flag, the tricolour, the boys of Boston, and the pilgrims. Well, we all know the story. But hello from a Baltic Brussels. That's love from Estelle as they. Game gets underway, a long looping ball, which is a header for FC United and Manchester, Sam Baird. And second ball is lost, but Raki wins it and then loses out again. Raki just trying to hold the player, but it falls on this near side for Stephen Rogan. Rogan plays it down the left-hand side, overplayed, and out for a throw-in to FC United and Manchester. FC playing in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings, and the home team playing in the new Mills kit. With a stripe going down the side.
Are they going kitless today? New Mills.
Yes, they are, yes.
Times are hard.
They are indeed, as the ball into FC's penalty area. There's a lacking concentration initially there from Hughes, but Kay comes across, and look at the way FC is setting up. They still look like they're playing, not necessarily three at the back, but what I have seen already, lo and behold, everyone from FC is on the halfway line. Now, we never saw that once last week, Paul.
Ah, well, new tactics.
Now, the ball falls for Senior. He plays up to Linfield. Linfield's little black flick doesn't come off. It falls to Jake Beasley. And then the opposition, or the home team on this left-hand side, onside as well for the number nine now, Rhys Thompson. Thompson, can he cut inside? He has a player behind him, and he finds Brogan. Brogan now back to Thompson. A 1-2, and they get to the penalty area. And it needs to be dealt with, but it's not been dealt with. Chipped towards the back post. There's a free man there. Can he control it? Yes, he can. First-time shot comes in. Oh, and a number seven there. Jay Rollins should have done better there. But again, FC United flat-footed and poor at the back pole.
Yeah, again, we allowed a player a bit of freedom in the penalty area to fire in a shot. The kind of thing we've seen quite a lot recently.
Well, if you just joined us, it's 0-0. Good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. It's, as always, constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army. Bringing you this game live and exclusive for all our revolutionary groups from around the world. And we just wish you a happy, happy St. Patrick's Day and a happy afternoon. And we're talking about constructivecoding.com. People might not be aware, this is where the owner of constructivecoding.com, Aidan, resided and used to come up to FC every week.
Yes.
Now he's moved nearer to FC as the ball sort of the halfway line. Simple, strong header there by Quilter. And the ball chipped down the right-hand side. There's a chase on for FC United's number 11, the keeper has to come out. John Stewart And, well, he's got the same haircut as Patrick Stewart. And there, probably, where their similarity ends. And short sleeves on an afternoon like today. The goalkeeper for the home team wearing fluorescent yellow short sleeve shirt. As the ball down this near touchline, easily dealt with by the home team. And they can try and clear the lines, and they do. It's held up really well there by Jake Beasley. The ball over the top. FC's goalkeeper thinks about coming through. The number 9's on the end of it. He's got Sam Baird. It'll be 1-0. And it was so, so simple. And FC United, well, gaping holes at the back. It was a simple ball over the top. And FC United, well, 3 minutes gone, Paul. Not the start that they wanted. The ball on this near touchline, not held up well enough by Craig Linfield initially. The ball came out. Kay couldn't do anything. The ball chipped over. And Sam Baird, against one player, couldn't do anything. He's gone past him and scored. Very poor again.
As a collective, I'd describe the defending there as lightweight.
I think you're so right there. I think there's no muscle at the back, is there? The quality there, it was so easy for the goal scorer to just get beyond his man, and FC United a mountain to climb already. Cleared by FC United, match deep in their own half though. Racky on the ball. Racky now, halfway line, left footer chips it up, flicked on. Here comes McCarthy. McCarthy's got to be strong there. And again, just out muscled. The ball was decent. A little flick on from Greaves. And if you're playing up top there, you've got a bully defender, haven't you?
Yes.
Thanks, Paul. You'll get all the incisive decision making and thoughts from Paul this afternoon, together with Ben Hughes. The ball chipped high over the top again. Out of position, FC United and Manchester defenders, but there was an offside flag up anyway for a moment then, because FC United's goalkeeper Lloyd Allison was 5 yards out of his area when he carried that. I thought,
yeah, I was getting a bit worried when he carried it.
Ben, your thoughts?
I'm cold.
You're cold, right? Okay, that's good to know.
Back to the studio.
I think Ben wishes he was in a studio. But you couldn't ask for a worse start. I mean, it was 6 minutes last week, it's 3 minutes this week. But again, you defend from the top, and that ball in this right hand side at the corner flag was too easily given up by Linfield. The ball played over the top. Scott Kay, who's playing as a centre half, just didn't get his man. The ball chipped over the top. It left the likes of FC United and Manchester's Sam Baird to come from a left back position into that. I mean, it's just poor. Linfield, there's an off ball incident there between Kay and their number 9, Thompson. The referee hasn't said anything.
Just swapping phone numbers.
Yeah, well, it was a good header there from Sam Baird, and it's a throw in halfway line, just over long ball. Hyam clears his lines. You know what? Hyam hasn't looked confident since he's joined FC for me. And you know, the lad's got a bit of quality about him, but he just obviously he's not joined a settled team. There's a lot of pressure on the management, and it shows really. A player of his calibre, there's Kay beaten to the ball. The ball chipped into the penalty area, but a goal kick in shoes. Jake Beasley wanting a free kick, but not getting it.
It's tough, isn't it, though, when you've got just people being locked in there to and go right off you go. You make it work now.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. You know, he's undoubtedly got quality, but he hasn't looked settled since he's joined FC, and.
Yeah,
bit of instruction there from Jack, the assistant manager at FC, to Linfield. The ball played up through the top. Linfield wins the header, but there's no one to meet it, and it's picked up by Wes Atkinson. A long ball again, dealt with by FC United and Manchester's Baird, but the second ball not won by FC. And a bit of a pace down the right side by Rollins. Ball into the penalty area, corner ball. Baird stayed with his man, and see, what Baird did there was the header, he's trying to play a ball into a player rather than head the ball further afield, trying to get FC back in play. And then we're not struggling in the midfield to win the ball.
Yeah, some of the cracks that appear occasionally in the side look a bit North West Counties, I'm afraid. It's like the flick onto the man that isn't there.
Are you suggesting we cast a slum Gabriels as the ball whipped in towards the back post? FC need to deal with it. Again, a free header, cleared half by Kay. Second ball, though, picked up by the number 4 from the home team. It's a decent and awkward ball into the penalty area. It's palmed away well by FC United and Manchester's Allanson. And the second ball comes in. Oh, and it's deflected off two people. And it's into the back of the net.
That was a cruel deflection, I had to say.
Well, Jamie Maguire there, he shot speculative from what? 30 yards out. It hits two players on the way, and FC's goalkeeper, well, he slips in the sand, and Raki and Irwin not happy with that. Don't know what they saw that FC didn't see.
When things are going wrong for you, they really do go wrong.
They're saying he's come from an offside position into an onside position or something, but it's 2-0, 8 minutes down, 8 minutes on the clock. Could be a long afternoon, blooming heck. Ball chips down the right hand side, goal kick. Well, if the first one was woeful defend, the second one was a little bit unfortunate from FC United of Manchester. And but the thing is, there was no one pressing. Everyone was too far away from the ball. The shot comes in, and you're allowed that opportunity. And fortune favours the brave, Paul.
Well, maybe, you know, Tom Greaves after the game will start talking about legacy.
You know, oh, the Mourinho legacy. Well, it's 2-0. And a long ball over the top again, needs to be dealt with. Hyam controls it initially, then loses out. Cross comes Irwin. Irwin plays it up to McCarthy, he controls it. And FC lose out on a throw. They were looking for the throw in or the free kick, not getting one. McCarthy again, not holding the ball well enough.
We've had a piece of correspondence in from Ryan. Best keeper in the league, yet we concede so easily. Clearly, there's something isn't right. It's not fair, is it, really?
It's not down to the keeper, though,
no. Is it? And he's not the best goalkeeper in the league. He's a very good goalkeeper, don't get me wrong, and a gentleman, but he's not the best goalkeeper in the league. But equally, it's not down to him. And that, I mean, the surface that he's having to deal with, his feet basically went underneath him, and he still nearly got to the ball. But the additional two deflections didn't help, as FC cleared the lines, but unfortunately, it's over the halfway line, but no one anywhere near. FC shape all over the place, as usual. There's an opportunity now for Hemmings. He goes past one, goes past two, loses out though, and now is an opportunity for Luke Hyam, deep into the opposition half. Plays an inside ball to Greaves. Greaves plays it all the way back to Raki though. Raki plays the ball forward. It's a woeful ball from Raki, and it allows Abbott, oh, the ball over the top, looking for an offside again. FC United match not getting one.
Kay
free
was,
kick concede.
Kay was playing him on.
What, deliberately?
Yeah.
Well, he was playing him onside, and then, well, free kick was conceded against Kay.
It's not the kind of day for lying on the ground long, is it?
It's not the day for commentating, to be fair.
Well, if you just joined us, we're 10 minutes in, and it's 2-0 to Boston United. And again, for me, it's all about shape and quality. And as McCarthy wins a header, heads into the penalty area again. Second ball won, first time shot comes in from McCarthy, doesn't win that. Second ball, he concedes a free kick. Screams at the referee, but when you throw your body into the midriff of a centre half, you're going to get a free kick conceded if you shut up and let your boots do the talking. And that's what needs to be happening this afternoon here at the home of Boston United, who lead 2-0.
Has he got different boots on today?
Who?
McCarthy.
I don't know why. What are you suggesting?
They're a bit off colour.
Black.
Yeah.
Long high clearance by the goalkeeper. Kay is being pulled all over the place. Referee lets play continue. Hyam's ball again. As I say, Hyam does not look comfortable at all. Not selling to the game as the ball is near left hand side. Brogan. Brogan plays it in. Hughes is beaten to the first ball, but FC clear the second ball. He's giving it straight away. Confidence absolutely zapped from FC United so early in this game. The balls that they're playing are reaching their targets as the ball is near touchline, 10 yards into the opposition half. Ashley Hemmings on the ball now, gets past FC United's senior. Ball comes across, can it be three? Well, no one there, everyone chasing it. Across comes FC United of Manchester's number six.
Well, that's a foul.
Should have been a free kick against Sam Baird. He won the ball. Nice little play though there by McCarthy. Plays in an FC red shirt, and unfortunately he slips, and then the ball hits aimlessly forward and headed back to the goalkeeper. Well, whether people have got the wrong studs on out there, I'm not quite sure, but it's the second time that Danny Raki has slipped on the ball in a dangerous position. And again, FC far, far too deep, allowing the opposition to come onto them. And there's an offside decision this time. 12 minutes on the clock, 2-0.
Adam's been in touch to say here's to Stourbridge and Barwell next season. They'll be in the Central League, so can't even look forward to that.
On a bright note.
Well, no ball as yet because...
One of the Boston players, in anger, kicked it out.
Yellow card.
Yeah, but got away with it.
Free kick to FC United of Manchester. What I have noticed, we talked about Alisson last week being off his line a little bit more. He has been noticeably off his line a lot quicker and further out this afternoon. There's a ball into the penalty area again. It's a one header.
You know what?
It's a goalkeeper.
To be fair to McArthur, that's two headers he's won now, and there's no one... Well, probably not expecting him to win the headers, I'd imagine, his colleague.
That's the problem. You know when you cry wolf so often.
Left side with five across the back. As the clearance by John Stewart. And, well, it is actually pretty much like 15-1 out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I got it.
Again, another slip from an FC player. Racky wins it, plays it to Irwin. Irwin's ball out left-hand side. It's to McCarthy. McCarthy cuts inside. Well, you've got to take the ball with you first. Hyam plays it in there. And there's two players waiting for it, but there's a poor buff. Comes off the referee, and a first-time shot comes from Irwin. And to give you an idea, he's basically... He's kicked it, and it's hit... About what, 40 yards to the left hand side of the goal?
It just about reached the end of the stand.
And it bounced out of the ground?
Towards the exit.
So if you just join us, let me give you the teams again. It's Alisson, Senior, Hyam, Kay, Hughes, Baird, McCarthy, Racky, Greaves, Irwin, and Linfield on the bench. It's Glynn, Garner, Crawford, Fagbola, and King. And it's 2-0. Two goals in the opening 7 minutes. The first goal, very poor defending from FC United on the left hand side. Ball came across, very, very simple, and a tap in. And the second goal, well, from a deflection on the edge of the penalty area. Jamie Maguire afforded far too much time and room in space. And, well, basically, two deflections. Goalkeeper slips in the sand, and it's 2-0. Good pressing there, this time by Senior. Bought it down the right hand side. Keeper that thing's coming to get it. And the wind helps him out, and he doesn't need to, and it's out for a goal kick. Your opening thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, it's snowing.
A question's come in to say, how many home games do we have left this season?
Five out of the last eight.
It's our only chance of picking up points, probably.
I know that much. Yeah, I think our survival is dependent on what goes on in Maston now.
Who'd have thought that, eh?
I know.
Goal kick taken, long clearance by Stewart. Kay doesn't win the first header. Hughes is equal to the second ball though, but again it's a poor delivery. Up goes FC United and Manchester Bears, an offside decision. That's a red card. The number nine there, the assistant referee has to see that, because the number nine, after he actually took a swung at Kay, he then kicked him.
Well, it just depends what the assistant sees, because I don't think the referee saw it.
Well, the assistant has to have seen that, surely. It's a red card.
The referee needs to bring in his assistant here.
There is no question about that. That is a red card. And the referee, unless his assistant was right in line with it, it was a swing and then a kick.
And it was his side of the pitch. So there is no doubt whatsoever. He's going to be a very lucky man here if he gets away with it.
He's not even going to get a booking, I don't think.
I think he's lecturing the two of
them. That's poor refereeing. He's not even spoke to the assistant. Wow.
Dreadful.
he just asked Scott Kay to shake hands there, and he was declined.
But that's absolutely ridiculous refereeing. And assistant, the flag for the free kick, well, where was the free kick? If it wasn't a punch or a kick, that is absolutely ridiculous.
That's soft refereeing, isn't it?
Well, FC have a throw-in on the far right-hand side of the ball, high in the air. It looked like it was going out one for throw-in.
Was it? Oh, dear. Racky.
And then FC United...
Kung Fu.
Racky, well, he's looking at the ball, and he's kicked... Where are they going with that ball? He's kicked the player in the midriff.
Finish him.
I think that was the wrong code, that particular manoeuvre.
Someone been escorted out the ground. From a Boston perspective,
he's paid good money to be escorted out.
Ball down the right hand side. FC United, the ball into the penalty, should be 3-0, wide of the post. And three stewards escorting out.
And yet the mascot, just as a builder, remains. There's no justice in this world, is there?
Well, I do see that, Ben, yes.
He's got his own paddock to himself.
Well, you would have thought he could have done some repairs this morning, couldn't you? To the ground, with it blowing down.
I notice it's far away from the scene of the crime as possible.
Well, free header, halfway line, picked up by Higham. Higham goes back on himself, needs to open the ball out, does really well. Fantastic play from Higham. Can he get the ball to the penalty area? He can. Greaves at the end of it. Oh, it was a great bit of defending. Greaves had anticipated the ball was going over the back of the defender's head, and he just got a little touch on the defender, took it away. But FC get a corner, the first corner on 18 minutes here. Can FC get back into this game? It should be 11 versus 10, has to be said. But can they get something here now? Linfield will take this corner ball, the right-footed outswinger, near post, goes past everybody. Should be another corner ball to FC. It is indeed.
The FC faithful at the far end.
Kay comes short for it. Needs to beat the first man this time. He does indeed beat the first man. Up goes Hughes. Gets a little flick on it. It's headed half away. McCarthy doesn't anticipate. Needs to win the second ball. Good. Does well there. Third ball needs to win as well. He does really well. And now Irwin. He hits the ball the outside of his boot. That's a wonderful ball. Needs to be defended. And it is defended well by the number three this time, Stephen Brogan. FC with their third corner in succession. And now got to make this capitalise upon this. A rare jaunt into the opposition penalty area. Can they get a goal? They have it for five games, but can they get one now? Goes across everybody. Oh, who's on the end of it? Higham, shot comes across, saved at the near post by the goalkeeper. Well, that ball, when it came across, it nearly fell to FC United, a man to Sam Baird, and it just evaded him. It found Higham in the left hand side, not a lot of pace in it, but it was a shot on target and slightly better from FC. 2-0 though, at 20 minutes gone. As Baird goes up, doesn't win the first header. Should have been a free kick against him. Referee decides this time it's a free kick.
Belatedly.
Now the number nine is on the pitch. He's getting himself free kick. Steve Irwin is not happy with the referee. And the referee, well, he lost the grip of the game for me when basically allowed a player to try to hit someone in the, so punch someone in the head and then kick at them. Right in front of the assistant referee, and nothing was there. Although there was a free kick to FC United of Manchester.
I think it was offside. Strangely. That's why the line had his flag like this, didn't he?
Can you do that for the radio listeners again, Ben?
Yes.
Like yeah, they
like an outstretched TV reporter with his microphone in his hand. Or hers.
You could have started with hers or his. You chose to do the way around, so basically you're admitting sexism live on the radio.
Wow.
Free kick, though, to the home team. Ball chipped towards the back post. There's plenty of yellow heads there. Referee, though, sees a free kick and an offside decision. Well, FC United need to get it at least onto the halfway line with a plethora of players so we can actually put the pressure on. But again, if you can see where this ball's going, in front of the centre forwards, there's three midfield players, and it has gone over all of them, and it falls to a home team midfield player. Not the best of clearances, throwing to FC United and Manchester. Racky wants it, but he's not going to get it. Further down the line it goes. Flicked on there by Linfield. McCarthy does well. Ball to the penalty area is over here, and it'll be a goal kick, is it? No, it stays in play, and it needs to be dealt with, and it's poorly dealt with by Jay Rollins. But good ball there, really. It held up in the wind a little bit, and that's what allowed FC United and Manchester to take the fourth corner. And this time it's on the far side, and there'll be an in-swinger this time. Got to capitalise upon something like this, though, Paul.
Set pieces, yes.
The ball whips in, near post ball. Greaves doesn't get at the end of it. Another corner.
It's a handball there, you know.
Sorry?
McCarthy and Hughes were appealing for handball.
Well, no one else was.
No.
Taken short. Irwin. Irwin can't afford to lose it. He cuts inside. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? He chips it. It's not a bad ball. It's looping up there. Keeper comes for it and gathers it comfortably. And the referee with some form of...
over the top. Play on.
It's okay. One arm to his right, one arm to his left, and his legs akimbo.
Like your mime earlier.
Yes. Always went, yes, okay, we're not doing that on air. The ball.
The wind is proving troublesome.
Yes, but unfortunately, it's with us at this moment in time, and we're losing 2-0. FC United, someone needs a gamble there, the keeper comes out, but no one gambled from FC United. Imagine allowing the goalkeeper there to clear his lines, an offside decision again against the home team, and this time the number nine, Reece Thompson, elected not to. Clear the ball out as he did earlier on, but the referee let play. In fact, he should have had two yellow cards. Let's say the number nine for booted the ball away.
Oh, that's dangerous, McArthur.
rather late challenge on the goalkeeper off the pitch.
Yeah, heading towards a concrete slab. Not very nice.
It was a goalkeeper, you wouldn't have felt it.
Some might say. I mean the slab would have though, wouldn't it?
Stupid. He could have been yellow carded or red carded for something like that. The referee, though, at the moment, I've got to say, Declan Bourne, I think he's numb. I think his brain's gone
yesterday.
Numb.
There's
a long clearance. Won by Baird. Ball all the way back to FC United Manchester's goalkeeper from Ricky. Long clearance and a decent one. And again, I think we've forgotten, actually, we've got the wind in our favour because everyone's so, so deep. That's Thompson on the ball again, the number 9 holds it really well, lets it run for Hemmings plays it back now to Brogan, back to Hemmings, looking for some support.
He's looking for Brogan,
and Brogan's on it now, picked up by the number 9. A throw in as Rhys Thompson is challenged, and as I say, 23 minutes gone and 2-0 down FC United of Manchester. And 5 corners off from FC United, all well, three at once and then 2 at once, but not been able to capitalise. Only one shot on target, and a very soft free kick again. And number 9, does he stay down there? Rhys Thompson, he does, and threw himself to the ground, Thompson, very easily there.
And
as he looks to the supporters,
outbreak of onanism.
He's loving his pantomime villain status all of a sudden, isn't he?
Well, he scored one, and He should be sent off, but he's on the pitch, and he's a nuisance as well because he's a decent footballer. As Ashley Hemmings takes his free kick at the near byline here, it goes across everybody, and again FC United not at the races, but luckily the wind takes the ball 20 yards outside their own half, courtesy of the wind, as then Kay steps the ball across, left hand side, plays it to Linfield to Hyam, back to Linfield. Now Linfield has a chance to chase it down, run down the left hand side. Can he get a decent ball in? Plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy now plays it across 3 players. It doesn't find a red shirt. They can clear the lines of the halfway line. Hughes should win this. He plays it to Racky. Racky simple ball back to Baird. Baird should play it out left-hand side now to Hyam. He does indeed. Hyam has McCarthy for company on the left-hand side. But he rolls the ball out of play for a throw-in. Now, we know what the wind's like. We can see it from here. On the pitch, you can tell. We need to be 20 yards further forward because they can't get it out from there, can they?
No, we should be anticipating as well because they're struggling to clear the lines, but we're not sharp enough to recognise it.
Now the throw comes in, he's headed on, throw into FC United of Manchester, 2-0 down.
Elsewhere, and Gainsborough 1-0 with Stockport, Darlington a 2-0 up against North Ferry, and it's 1-0 between Salford and Spennymoor.
On the ball, deep in FC's own half, it's with Hughes, short sleeved. Plays the ball down the right hand side. It's a dreadful ball, very easily cut out, picked up by Brogan. Brogan plays it inside. Well, the outside of the boot doesn't quite get to the halfway line, but again, no one really anticipating from FC United and Manchester. They're expecting the ball to go forward, and they're not doing so as the ball played on the far side of the ground. And it's that man, Thompson, on it. Thompson against Baird as the absolute deluge of snow comes down. And Thompson will be looking to try and get a free kick out of nothing here against Baird. He's holding the ball. As he's still got the ball, and a challenge should go in there. That's where, for me, Baird had an opportunity to go straight through him. Fairly, because he fell down. You think, you're down, mate. I'm going to win this ball, and you're going to know that you're playing in a game of football.
The Norman Hunter School of Defending.
Well, no, the Brian Robson, the Norman Whiteside, the Remy. The Norman Hunter style of football. And I think the floodlights will be coming on as it's got very dark here.
Moody.
The ball into the penalty area, flicks across there, goal kick to FC United of Manchester. Well, it's not an afternoon for the faint hearted here. And if you listen to the radio, we apologise for the 2-0 scoreline, but there's nothing we can do about it. We can only bring you what's available in front of us, and there's a deluge. And basically, if it goes 3-0, let's hope the game's called off and we can play at the end of the season on
a
Saturday.
At the moment, we're watching the gizzard in the blizzard.
Oh, very good. Halfway line, Irwin. There's an arm up at Irwin there, but the referee lets play continue. Ball flicked over towards Hughes. I mean, so Greaves. Greaves with an opportunity. Great defending for the number 6 there. Bit hesitant, in fairness, but Ryan Qualter there got across Greaves.
Well, that's the difference.
Hesitant, wasn't he?
That's just their defending and our defending, wasn't it? He made it his.
He did. And this time, well, the wind does well, it looked like it had not helped and then helped and then not helped again, and FC cleared the lines, and again poor clearance from FC United from Senior. He wins the second ball but giving it away straight away. Brogan takes over now deep in FC's half, and
committed himself.
A free kick committed by Senior, and as you say, he had committed himself there, and a simple decision from the referee. No yellow cards as of yet.
Yeah, we've managed nearly half an hour without a yellow card, which is surprising considering what's been going on.
Well, two new managers below us. Well, not below us, one's on the pitch and one's on the touchline. A man who went for the job, but the ball comes across, needs to be dealt with. It's dreadfully defended by FC United matches, but luckily there was no one there from the home team to capitalise upon it. And but they have the ball back, and again, this is the problem. FC United, just once they're in this defensive position, they can't and won't and don't defend well. Here's another opportunity now. They're looking for a penalty.
That's a dive.
And, the referee says the point that Jake Beasley, the man, throwing himself down very easily. The referee having none of it. And well, Ben says it's a dive. There's no card there for anyone.
It was a very, very fantastical belly flop dive, but it was a dive.
Well, the only thing is, the snow is blowing in the players' eyes. Ashley Hemmings will take this to make it 3-0 on 29 minutes.
Hemmings, their leading scorer, with 12.
Yes, Hemmings steps up, left-footed, you'd expect. The referee, Mr. Bourne, setting everyone. And we need more snow to go in his eyes. He steps up, what can he do?
Send the goal the wrong way.
Well, you can hear by the cheers around us, that's 3-0. And FC United of Manchester, well, the first goal was dreadfully poor defending. The second goal was a deflection from 30 yards and perhaps should have been defended slightly better. The third, for me, was never a penalty. The referee just wants to have a word.
I think it was three FC players wanted a word there.
Well, they went to try, and the referee said, "Sorry, take the kick from the spot," and away we go. Quarter with a free header, ball flicked to the halfway line, picked up by Racky. Racky plays it to the right hand side to Joe Senior. Senior cuts inside, has to go back to his own half to Hughes, and Hughes goes back to his goalkeeper. The ball whips out left hand side to Baird. Baird takes over now, plays the ball up to Greaves. Greaves plays it to FC United and Manchester's Irwin, and Irwin's challenge touch. Irwin's form has completely disappeared, but he takes over now. What can he do? Plays the ball through the middle, and it separates three FC players. Back to the goalkeeper. He clears his lines, but only as far as Racky. Racky on the ball now. Saw a bit of movement from Hyam out right hand side now to Senior. Senior back to Racky, looking for some movement and support, and not getting anything there from anyone. Everyone was stood 30 yards on the far left hand side. There was only Senior coming to help him there, and that's poor again, lads. Well, the 3-0 scoreline to a degree maybe flatters the home team, but FC United have been poor. We know how poor they have been recently, but the game really should have changed, where the referee should have set off the number 9 for the home team, but apparently you can kick and punch out players nowadays, and
it depends.
Okay.
If it's Scott Kay, apparently it's okay.
Well, there's a poor bit of miscontrol there from Luke Hyam in the left back position, and I still can't quite work out how we've set ourselves up. We tend to have five at the back. No one put, you know, there's Hyam and Senior aren't pushing on to make it those to support the midfield. The midfield aren't getting close enough to the ball and aren't having enough of the ball. As the ball on the far left hand side, and there's a fall by a home team player, and then as he gives the ball away. So the wind comes down, the snow comes down.
Tamworth have just got an equaliser, 1-1 against Harrogate. Gainsborough 1-1 against Stockport as well.
Darlow winning 2-0 against North Ferriby. That'll be at FC United in the next month or so. As the ball given away on the edge of the penalty area again. The Linfield's back defended. And hold the ball now. And then you need to clear it to a player. But he does. To one of theirs. But picked up by Racky on the halfway line. looking for some support, plays it inside to Hughes, who nearly slips and hits the long ball up towards Greaves. Greaves can't win the first header, but this is where the red shirts need to be, put the pressure on. But again, they give the opportunity for the number four, Maguire, to clear his lines twice, and on the halfway line they come away with it, chip down the right hand side. Now Kay against Thompson. We've had one bit of argy bargy, and he holds the ball well, and now this is where you kick him,
and that's what he did. Right on cue.
Well, Thompson twice, when he's holding the ball, he's holding and holding and holding, he slips and he's gone down, he's crouching over the ball. That's obstruction.
He's very poorly on the ground now.
Well, that's obstruction.
If you put your body on the line and protect the ball with your body, then expect your body to get kicked.
And for me, it's obstruction. And the referee going to have a word with Steve Irwin, is he? Is he going to be the first booking of the game? Asking his skipper to come over.
Scott Kay.
Imagine those wise words.
You've been a very naughty boy.
You should be sitting around and saying, oh, the referee said he's now saying 1-2. Well, he's not.
You've made all those naughty fouls, and I'm really minded to book you, but maybe not.
Well, the thing is, when a player goes down and holds on to that's obstruction. Simple as that. You're obstructing the ball from being able to play. The player comes through you, tough. He's done it twice now. Anyway, they have a free kick. Can they make it four on 34 minutes? It's on the far side touchline and being whipped in. It's in line with the 18-yard area, so plenty of shirts in for the home team. It's a decent ball in the air. Get a free header. But luckily for SC United and Manchester, well, there was Bear to win it. But the number six, really, Ryan Qualter, wasn't picked up. And in the final quarter, he could have made it four, but he didn't. And it's a corner ball. 3-0 FC trail. Left footed us again. Ball into the penalty area for a goal kick.
Chomsky on the forum says Swampy apologises for the scoreline, saying there's nothing they could do about it. How about the radio crew bring their boots to the next away?
I've got my boots on. They're called hiking boots, and believe you me, if I was fit, I think I could do a job slightly better than a couple of players. But the downside is I'm not fit, and that's the only thing that stops me from playing football nowadays, and nearly being 50.
You could still do a job.
I could do a job, yeah. There's Greaves now, two players around him, flicks the ball forward, and it falls for Linfield. He loses out, and they can come away with it again. Kane needs to win it. He does win the ball this time. Simple ball out right hand side. My mum's on the phone. What does she want? Doesn't realise it's
a senior.
She's saying, why don't you put your boots on?
If you're there, mum, and you can hear me, I'm commentating and I can't hear you. Love you, bye.
I love FC Live.
You've always got to answer your mum, haven't you? Tell her you love her. It's Mother's Day today, isn't it?
No,
it's... Oh, damn! Knew there must have been a reason why she's called me.
Too late.
Referee being a bit pedantic there, where he got the free kick taken from. Half a yard from where it actually was. And Linfield with an opportunity to whip it into the penalty area and cause some mayhem, perhaps, in the Boston penalty area. That's not a bad ball in there as well. Who's going to gamble? Who's on the end of it? It's on the edge of the area now with Irwin. Can he get on the end of it? No, he can't. And they can clear the lines. And now from defence to attack they go. McCarthy slips. Hebbins on the ball. Gives it away, though. And he's picked up by Irwin. Irwin flicks it up towards McCarthy. McCarthy wins the ball this time, does well. Ball flicks out left-hand side. Irwin in the penalty area. Only Greaves the company. That and it's good defending again there. They clear the lines. They have five or six players in the penalty area. And this time, ball down the right side with the number 10 there with Beasley. He's got good pace on him there. He's got one player to aim for, and that's the number 9, Thompson. Thompson at the near post. Back flick there. Goal kick. But good marshalling there from Baird, and good marshalling then from Kay.
You just do feel, though, that opposition attacks are constructed rather too easily, aren't they?
Well, I think you're right. 3-0 down here, and not looking like there's really any avenues to get back into this game as the ball played on this near touchline. It's a throw into FC. Greaves goes to the header, doesn't get on the first header, but it's cleared. Who's got the end of it? Well, it's a.
Hey, that's going to be a booking. Irwin later than
Later than
then
what?
A very late train.
It's a yellow car to Irwin.
An old British Rail train.
The number four there, it was James McGuire, who he slid into. And, the referee's pointing to three, and that was a first free kick. He's conceded, really. Irwin was second. And I think you save the embarrassment. I mean, unless he can calm himself down, and that might have just riled him.
I think he's struggling for form at the moment, Irwin.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier on, and on a yellow card against 10 men, FC United are going to find it difficult so therefore it might be a straight swap for Kieran Glynn, depending on what they want to do.
One angry young man on for another.
Oh goodness, yeah, I forgot about that. As FC United get themselves a goal kick. Well lads, what do we do? What is the
I'm open to listen to ask the listener what we should do, where we should carry
Let's
on.
See, clear the lines.
To go to the pub.
Halfway line, simply picked up by Atkinson, back to his goalkeeper. So long clearance by the goalkeeper, and up goes Sam Baird. Oh, well, it looked like Sam Baird was sure to win that header. He's had to travel 25 to 30 yards to win the header, and that ball, when it gets a certain height, blows back, and up goes Irwin to win the header. Picked up by the number seven though. Jay Rollins down the byline he goes, and it's a good defensive play from FC United and Manchester's Baird once again. And he stuck to his duties well, Baird, this afternoon. He's playing on the left hand side of a back three, and he's giving more support to Higham because he's having to more than anything. But 3-0. I see a trail in the back heel there. Casey plays a great ball to the penalty area. Goes across everybody. Casey should have put his head into that. Chose not to. And so the edge of the area with the number nine, Thompson, again. Trickery from him. Lovely back heel there. And cleared by FC United of Manchester.
Put your foot through it.
But only as far as... well, as far as a home team shirt. Thompson on the ball now again. Left-footed. He'll try and draw the free kicks. A poor clearing. Poor ball. And it allows Senior to take some time. And then he clears his line, CD, but as far as Maguire, FC have given up here, boys. They can't get the ball out of their own half. They can't put three passes together. And luckily, the commentating curse comes to our rescue, and it's a goal kick. But they just... It's like last week's like 11 individuals again.
I think it's a lack of organisation in that when the defenders are clearing the ball, they're just kicking it anywhere. And they could possibly argue there's no movement, no space for anybody to find, but... it's just lack of coordination between the midfield and the back four and the front line, isn't it, again?
You defend from the front, and unfortunately, we've had the wind in our favour for this first 40 minutes and not done anything with it at all. As Kay draws a challenge and looks in disbelief.
To be fair, he's right, too.
Free kick not taken from where it was. The referee only wanted that taken from a specific spot. But this time it was okay, and it's a throw into the home team on the far left-hand side. No rush for where's Atkinson?
He's turned into a supply teacher looking forward to lunchtime, isn't it?
Dinner time. I don't do lunchtime. I'm a Mancunian,
mate. He's a supply teacher. It's lunchtime to him.
Who is? Irwin clears his lines, but again, no one there on the halfway line. For some reason... FC United can't get them out of their own penalty area at this moment. It's on the ball on this left-hand side again with Hemmings. A 1-2 picked up by Brogan. Brogan goes inside, plays it back to Hemmings. Ball inside to the goal scorer of the second, Maguire. Maguire chips it in, and across comes Hughes, and there's an offside decision.
Let's see.
Get a free kick.
Let's see how far the midfield go away from this ball now, with the wind behind us. They're still there, look. Not even made the halfway line yet, the midfield.
Baxter, and they've all got the backs to the ball. Racky wins a header, heads it forward. Second ball should be picked up by a redhead. It's not, it's cleared and too easy again. Irwin wins the first ball, can't win the second. And the ball over the top, and it's a really awkward one. And FC's goalkeeper's out of the area. Good defended this time by Kay. But first time ball comes in and chipped by the number nine. It's a goal kick. But again, the wind played its part there, and it spun back several yards and nearly put FC United in all sorts of problems. Because FC's goalkeeper was coming out to gather it or clear it. and it just blew back, so we had to get back quickly. And there was a poor effort from Reece Thompson, but it doesn't deny the scoreline of 3-0 on 43 minutes.
Close to four, but not quite.
And FC United, well, lack of quality all over the pitch. Direction is required. And, to be honest, I've got to say, Raki in a more a better team might be influential, but he's not showing that this afternoon. He's given away and conceded a couple of free kicks, too many. So the next one from him, he'll be in the book of the referee. There's no one holding on to the ball from FC in the middle of the park. Or there's no quality, there's no cohesion, there's no form or formation. Headed by Hughes, across goal it goes, though, cleared by Irwin, picked up by McCarthy, and the ball chested down well by Linfield gets himself a throw in.
Well, the experience lineup that was selected clearly has not worked.
Well, I think there'll be changes at half time, because when you're 3-0 down, there's no point in giving it another 5 minutes. You might as well make those changes. As Kay, deep from his own half, plays it across to Baird. Baird to Raki. Play there all day in their own area. There's Raki back on it, being chased down. Plays it across to Kay. To Hughes. FC still in their own half. The ball chipped forward towards Greaves. Poor. So it's four passes, long ball, goal kick.
Yes, I think the young lads will have to be retrieved from the back of the bus.
The poor sods.
Well, actually, Matt, I think...
all huddled up in the warm.
Oh. To be honest, I think I might find myself in at half-time in the team bus and not coming out. Just thought, I could put my feet there.
You might be fighting for a seat, the way it's
put
going.
Put your feet over there, and it's not as cold, because basically it's not concrete.
God.
I just realised that my feet have just started to warm up again. I could have been leaning, sitting back, enjoying this game, rather than crouching forward, you know, kicking and heading every ball. Captain Killjoy's been on the phone. We'll get a text, we'll get hold of him in a second. Here comes Steve Irwin, halfway line again. Look at that. Six yellow shirts in front of FC and two players to aim for. Senior's one of them. He's gone past one, plays it inside back to Irwin. Irwin now needs to drive the ball forward, finds McCarthy. McCarthy plays tennis with the football, and then plays it across to Baird. But Baird has to go back to the halfway line. Plays it into Hughes. Look again, structured. Everyone knowing what they're doing, the role and responsibility, is the ball given away by FC United as well. But Hughes wins the first ball, needs to win the second ball. Be strong, does well there, Hughes. One additional minute. Your super revolutionary captain Killjoy here, dare I tune in?
No.
I suspect I'm not going to enjoy it. Well, you can. You might. Well,
you can enjoy the commentary.
So it depends if you're a sadist or not, I suppose.
Oh, there's a smell of fried onions. Get up! Absolute rubbish that for the referee. In fairness, right, it's got to be a free kick anyway. And it's 3-0. I've given up.
What do you want to talk about? I feel like I should be
motivating. Flights to Brussels.
Is Woodsall coming home at half time?
No, I doubt it.
He's over there. That's right. There's the ball with Ashley Hemmings on this near touchline. Gets past Senior, gets to the byline. Dummy Senior into the penalty area goes. Can he make it four? Ball comes across you. Oh, it should have been four. Great defending again. And I've got to say this, Sam Higham doing really well. It's missed everybody, and apparently he's gone out for a corner.
Ah, well, that's the intuition of the referee. He could smell a corner. He couldn't see it, but he could smell it. That was his interpretation of the ball being flashed along the goal line.
Well, great defending then from Higham. I mean, it was good defending. He put the player off. No one touched it, but corner ball, nevertheless.
It was an imaginary 40 touch.
Into the 47th minute, 20 seconds of the additional one to go. And well, the way FC's looks, this will go straight in. It's palmed away by FC's goalkeeper, and it's picked up by Baird. Baird plays it towards McCarthy, but McCarthy decides to slip, and that is the end of the half. I suspect Mr. Hughes meant to say How do you pronounce that again? I forgot.
A masochist.
Yeah, that was it, sorry.
A mesochrist.
God, we're not doing that. I suspect Mr. Hughes meant to say masochist.
Yeah.
I don't like pain. That's correct, yes. Well, talking of pain, we've got another text here before we go out for the half-time results. As the boos ring around the ground.
Alcoholism is rife.
Please do your Woodsy impression again at half-time. It will be the game highlight. I'm not doing it.
Salad.
Anyway, so at half-time here, well, Boston United, if you want to play a team that are in dire straits and you want to get an early goal,
come to
FC United Manchester are the team to do that to. 3 minutes in, a very easily worked goal, very poor defending, static defending from FC United of Manchester to make it 1-0. The second, unfortunately, was a little bit fortuitous from the home team with a double deflection. The talking point after that was the number 9, Reece Thompson. He'd already booted the ball away 20 minutes before that when he should have been given the yellow card. But then an incident that he thought he should have got a free kick for. In fact, he got it against him. Didn't like it. So he went to punch FC United and Manchester's captain, Scott Kay, in the back of the head. But he didn't quite make contact. He kicked him. And the referee said it was perfectly fine. This is the kind of thing you can do in football. Since then, FC United have been even more woeful. And a booking to Steve Irwin for a sliding challenge from 30 yards that everyone could see was going to result in a yellow card. No cohesion, no composure, no quality. And unfortunately, the only thing we can bring you right now is this.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
How many half-time raffle tickets have they sold? Bloody hell.
That is a big... That is a big, big raffle barrel, isn't it? In fact, it's the brought. I've never seen them. I mean, I thought FC could park the bus, but they brought a wheelie bin on.
I think Conor McCarthy's having a sleep in it.
So,
well, the one thing we can tell you is that. I can tell you one thing. There are substitutions for FC United and Manchester, and the reason being is because there's only three FC United players.
It is cold.
There's only three FC United players that are warming up. The other two have been told to go to the dressing room and get changed, no doubt.
So you're listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair.
Kieran Glynn being one of them. And
3-0 the score.
Gerard Garner or Jeff King being the other, I think.
Of course, it could be the Bob the Builder mascot.
He's looking in the bin as well, thinking. And he's just put his thumbs up. Looked in the bin and then, yeah, thumbs up. By the way, I don't know you know as well, Fag Bowler's going to be coming on because... he's doing a bit of a warm-up, I think, and I think he's coming on at second half as well.
So it's a punishment.
As a punishment, yeah. You've done very well, and I'm afraid you're going on.
There's a lot of listeners now listening to us.
Oh, and what's name's coming out as well now? They're all out.
Face it, mate. The reason why the substitutes weren't there is because they were having a wee. That was the only reason. They're back out now.
How do you know? How do you know what blue
shoes are? Or getting a coffee. One of the two. Right, so anyway, the listeners are tuned in to hear some insightful half-time analysis of where we...
Why would we be doing that, Ben, when we're basically listening to 45 minutes of it?
Of where we go from here.
Yes. Where do we go from here? I think go home.
I think one of the things we have to say is that Boston are not that good. They're 3-0 up, but there's been a combination of factors why the score is 3-0 at the moment. The first one is weak defending.
Yep.
The second goal was basically two deflections, which it's cruel misfortune, and the third was a soft penalty.
It was a soft penalty.
Say the least.
Shall we make a start with the defensive side of things? Because a couple of people were a bit negative towards FC United's defence on Saturday at Harrogate, despite the fact that we said, I don't think you can blame the defence. I think they've all had decent games, to be fair. In this instance...
Yeah, the thing is, Ben, they had, to a degree, individually
yeah.
good games. I mean, Sam Baird petered off a little bit, but let's not forget he got a nasty knock halfway through the second half and never really recovered from that. The problem is we don't play as a team.
Well, this is what I was going to say, Dan. We've learned nothing from Harrogate, it seems.
Can I borrow one of your gloves, by the way, while you're doing not even using them?
Oh,
you're getting back on the coach.
Oh, no, I need them back in a minute.
You can have them back in a minute.
So we've not learned anything from Harrogate, have we? Because the midfield, whenever we've got a free kick, and we're talking Allison coming 10 or 15 yards outside of his penalty area to take these free kicks for offside or whatever, the midfield is pretty much sitting on Matty Hughes' and Scotty Kay's knee. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Well, you are right that we haven't learned from Harrogate, because it's the same score at half time.
Oh yeah, thanks for that. I mean, the one thing to bear in mind, as I said before the game, that you know, we've got to put up a resolute defensive performance and park the bus. I realise we can't do that because basically,
somebody's lost the keys.
Well, you know our buses, you know, it's like an old London bus or an old Manchester bus where basically everyone could just get on the back free, you know, because it was an open door, and that's what we are. We're open everywhere. There's parts of the game where you see them defending, and there was a good example. There was two players to aim for from FC. There were seven people defending from the home team, and
they're not a good defence. The problem we've got is our attack is limp and lame. We can't get
limp and lame.
Yeah, you cannot get the ball.
It sounds like they need to be put down.
Probably. Oh no, don't say that, because Swamp will do a protest about it otherwise. you've got McCarthy and Greaves. You might as well throw Greaves in.
Did you just see the highlight of the game? That guy just chipped the ball into the bin.
We're not doing anything with it.
Well, it's just poor.
And I suppose this goes back to what we were saying about the midfield. The attackers can't do anything without any support from midfield, and they're not getting it.
I think all the departments blame each other. I think the midfield and the strikers blame the poor distribution from the back. The back four say there's nobody to aim at, and then when we get forward, we get the midfield looking up, trying to pick a pass to the front men. They can't find the front men.
The problem you've got as well is, if we're talking to departments, it looks like one of our departments has closed down and the sale's been on, and basically
it's just an empty floor.
And we're going into liquidation, and we're waiting for John Inman to come in and say, "I'm still free," because
why would John England say that?
John Inman.
Oh,
it's we have not learned any lessons from last week. All you need to do is. Way to not get beat is by just defending tight, working as a unit, saying, look, we're not going to leave our own half as a team this afternoon. I'd have played 4-5-1, get someone up top, knowing that they're going to get a couple of, you know, of scraps, and I'm going to have to work the tripod, but everyone else has a role and responsibility and has to defend. And that's what I expected us to do this afternoon. And we came out, and the team itself didn't lend itself to that, as far as I'm concerned. There's been... you've got no width in the play. You've got Linfield.
How can we play wing backs and have no width?
Well, they're not getting beyond the halfway line.
They're not getting where they should be, are they?
Isn't that remarkable?
But you're playing in a team that just conceded six, and you played 3-5-2 last week. I would play 4-4-2 today, or 4-5-1, and just make sure that everyone moves as unit. But if you look at the shape of any team from where we're stood, week in, week out, and the one thing you can't say from FC is that we've got shape, that we can work as a unit going forwards and backwards. We're not doing it. We're disjointed all over the place. And you're right, Boston aren't brilliant, but on this performance, Boston look like the world beaters, because
well,
we're that
poor.
This
is a gift game for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the sad thing is, we look so disjointed. If we had 16 on the pitch at one time, we'd still look disjointed.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, you know...
Did we have the draw? Where are they going with that bin?
It wasn't the draw, Ben.
It's Conor McCarthy.
What was the bin for?
It was kick the ball into the bin.
Oh, and that's it? They've won a prize?
There's only two people.
It's a night out above the building.
Ben, in fairness, would you want to be out there doing that?
What, kicking a ball in a bin?
Yeah.
Not really.
You lived in one, though, didn't you?
I'd rather be...
You lived in one, didn't you, for a while?
How dare you? Salford is a city with its own cathedral.
Shows what he thinks of his own city when he's saying that. I mean, my father lived in there, lived his office since the age of 12, mate.
Never, ever say that again. Half-time scores.
I'm leaving.
Half-time scores, yes.
Darlington 5, North Ferriby 0.
That resurgence from North Ferriby has died a death today.
Yeah, we're probably playing them next season at this rate. Gainsborough 1, Stockport 1, Leamington are 1-0 up against Nuneaton.
That's bad.
So basically every team.
Tamworth are 1-1 against Harrogate.
Yes.
So
Ben, are you trying to really ruin the afternoon?
I'm just giving facts out.
Could you give me some FA Trophy and FA Vars?
Oh, yeah, you wanted to know all
I
that.
I want FA Trophy and FA Vars, please. And I'd also like to know how Hyde versus Bamber Bridge is getting on.
Right, so I'm just heading over to the 1874 Northwich. Obviously, 1874 Northwich, a fan-owned club, in the semi-finals of the Vars. They're currently
1-0 down,
trailing by one goal to nil.
So there's two legs.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's two legs.
Wincham Park next week for them.
And you wanted to know the Hyde score?
There's more than one FA.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 1-0 between Hyde and Bamber. Two fan-owned clubs there going head-to-head.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the one? Who's the other teams?
FA Trophy. FA Trophy.
Oh, really? Do
semi-final.
You care that much?
Yeah.
Anymore? You're not on your national non-league show now.
Spennymoor got knocked out the other night.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Because they're playing Salford, aren't they, today?
Yeah, they're winning 2-1.
I was wondering how they could be playing two games.
Nathan Lowe scored for Spennymoor.
Teams are back out.
Out of rubbing in, isn't it? Out of rubbing in. They're winning 2-1, aren't they?
Yes.
Spennymoor, and he has. Do you want your gloves back?
Yes, please.
Do you want one? Have one, and I'll have one.
So you're listening to SC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. Remember, you can donate to this service by going to fcmradio.co.uk/donate. All donations lovingly received and spent on keeping the station on the air.
Gloves.
And gloves. I thought Doc Martens was supposed to keep your feet warm. This is ridiculous. No substitutions at half time. You wasted 2 minutes of that half time talking about those substitutions. They're not happening.
Definite substitutions, apparently. Allegedly.
It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for the second half. It's
no point asking me. Couldn't even get the substitutions right, could I?
Here's Stato Paul and Swamper.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. To the listener out there, if you're still listening, you might as well go home now. Leicester's the most miraculous of comebacks. And it is. It has been on top of with FC United of Manchester, but I think with this set of players, I think it's quite possibly beyond us. But a little bit of shape, a little bit more effort, and a little bit more quality, at least in the second half.
They've got to play for pride, at least.
Well, there is a substitution for FC.
I'd like to apologise to the family of Swampy.
And we're waiting to see who it is. It's Linfield coming off, is it?
Nope.
Well, someone's coming off. Who's come off?
It's Crawford coming on.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford's come on.
And it's Baird off.
Yeah, Baird.
Well, sometimes...
This is a shrewd tactical move.
I get baffled even more. So... A player who actually was up to speed with the game, winning headers, winning challenges, not booked, and playing in the defence, 3-0 down.
Could be
inside. Well, yeah, it could be a recurrence of the injury from last week because he had a nasty swollen kneecap, didn't he? But anyway, it's 3-0 if you just joined us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Welcome to SC Live, as always, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters around the world. Revolutionary groups, wherever you are, you're very, very welcome. And anyone that can provide Ben with suitable footage that keep his old feeties nice and warm. Halfway line. Here come the home team. The ball whipped over the top. Hyam has to be equal to it. Clears his lines. One bounce and... Oh! Well, I never expected that. I expected the ball to hit the roof. But unfortunately, it stayed in the air and blew back. As FC United with the ball back. Good pressurising there from McCarthy. Ball inside now to Racky. Ball played. It's an awkward ball and a poor one really from Irwin. But picked up by Senior. Senior chips the ball forward. Very simple ball though, dealt with by the skipper. Jordan Keane. Second ball though picked up by FC United, and Keane though wins it back. Left footed chips it down the left hand side. And Hughes has got a chase on there. And concedes the throw in. And he stayed up with the number 9, Thompson.
Mickey Mouse Treble on the forum. The radio saying Boston aren't that good. Doesn't that make it even worse?
Yeah,
not better.
It does, yes.
We're not a propaganda arm.
Well, hold on a second, you both said, I just went with you guys, but I think they've been decent, but they're decent against a very, very poor team.
I don't think they've done that much, really. They haven't had to.
They scored 3 goals, and they've done as much as they needed to do, Paul.
I didn't invest in the 3 goals, we have to say that.
You're not allowed to bet. Not in our club. Free ball, free header. Ball to through the middle now. Here come the home team again. Opportunity there. Should have been a free kick, really, to Boston. The referee lets play continue, and they have to go to the halfway line on this near touchline. Held up by Hemmings. Does well there. Chipped down the right-hand side. And there's an onside decision. And out comes FC's goalkeeper. And, well, if I just held up a little bit more, he could have actually kicked the ball and just sat on Thompson. Not saying that I want him to
not
be
that you're a, not that you're profile play in any shape or form.
I just think a player like that, if it had been in Chaddy's day or Robbie Patterson or another player, they
that,
would have clattered
that player
him.
Would have joined us in this stand.
Corner ball, God, to the home team as the snow envelops the ground more so, and the FC faithful, and there's a few of them here, not a huge amount to be honest, but it's not surprising with the amber warning. But it's the amber team in amber that are winning by 3-0. 2 minutes in the second half gone. Corner ball comes in, left footed near post, goes across everybody. Up goes FC's goalkeeper to try and win it, and the referee deems it another corner ball to the home team. It was palmed away by FC United's goalkeeper. He suggested, honestly, there was a pushing on him as well, but not happening. Well, I just don't like defending when you're looking at not looking at the ball, looking at the player, go to the back post, and Higham had to defend it this time, and it must have come off the number 9's head as it was Higham clearing it, and it is indeed a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. So here we are in Boston,
the Flatland,
three and a half hours from home.
I have
that you're not going to get back.
Well, that seems to make the clearance to go about 25 yards. The ball blows back, and it's Racky can't win it against the number 11. And he rides the challenge as well. There does Hemmings, plays it out left hand side. There's a chase on there for Brogan. Brogan does well, plays it back to Beasley. Beasley now, two players around him. Senior is one of them. He wins the ball back. Senior does well there, and then Irwin plays it up to the lone FC United shirt. And that was Tom Greaves, and it's one of them now. What do you do? You know, do you stick with the one or two up top, or do you go, you know what, let's go gun ho, we're getting beat 3-0.
To be fair, they've gone to the formation you said we should have started with, so that's the start.
But you might not have picked the same team.
Yeah.
Well, the ball in deep in FC territory on the far side, and it's a free kick to throw into Boston. It's a cold afternoon here. It's a throw-in. We're waiting for that to take place. It is. It's now in the feet of Hemmings. Plays it 1-2 there. Hemmings back on the ball. Nice flick there back. Ball into the penalty area. It's half cleared by FC United. It's a poor clearance back to Hemmings. Hemmings full of trickery this afternoon. And it shall be a throw-in to FC United of Manchester. The home team wanting a throw-in, saying it came off Senior, but the referee having none of it. He's had not much of anything all afternoon, to be honest, the referee. There's Greaves there waiting for the header, and ball flicked up towards the halfway line. No one there from FC's perspective, and cleared by Keane, the skipper. All the action taking place in the final third on the far side, but FC United eventually come away with it. Good player, Jamal, now, and he's challenged once, and then all the way back to the goalkeeper now for Stewart. Stewart takes a touch. Launched the ball through the middle. Up goes Kay. Doesn't win the header. Opportunity now for Thompson again. Back to goal. He's got Hughes. Wrestles with Hughes. Throws himself to the deck. Looking for the free kick. Looking to try and get his opposition player sent off. And the number 7. While that was all taking place, Jay Rollins had blasted the ball wide. But, Reece Thompson.
He's a likeable lad.
The kind of guy that if I was out in a club, you know,
what?
You'd just buy him a drink.
He just falls over. You could just like, give me your wallet now. Why, you're going to fall over in a second. No, I'm not. I have. Oh! Oh, Ben's peeling a banana in his pocket again.
The Snickers, there's, mate.
Yeah, exactly, yes. None of it. Oh, would you like to share some of that? Would you like a bit of this?
You're a vegan.
I know I am, Ben, but it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
It's the thought of the vegan that counts.
And here comes FC United of Manchester now with Linfield. Linfield chips the ball towards the back post. Can it find a red head? Well, it'll find the feet of Jamal. Can he get to the byline? Plays a nice ball inside to Irwin. Irwin's first ball. It's an opportunity. This should be a goal from FC. A good touch and turn there from Linfield. And while they're celebrating, well, it's one of those where we get one back. And it was a good ball in it from Jamal. Great control from Linfield. He controlled it, turned in the same movement and buried it into the bottom of the goal. And it's 3-1. Yeah, 6 minutes gone.
Good bit of quality from Linfield inside the box.
Well, and it was all about the delivery of the ball. He was in a good position, put the ball in, and that's what you need. You put a decent ball in and give people an opportunity.
I think we've been so poor, Boston got complacent there.
Well, let's hope they continue to be. Well, take the ball out quickly, and given away by Hughes, and Thompson now finds himself with the ball. Racky wins it. Get up! Thompson throwing himself to the ground again as the ball finds Tom Greaves. Needs to be won by Kay. Kay's strong in the challenge and wins it. Plays it now to Higham. FC United with a little bit of impetus. Higham just gets the ball stuck under his own feet. Plays up towards Greaves. Greaves' ball's nice one. So again to Linfield. He's hogging this touchline. He's got the overlap of Higham. He cuts inside. Can he get a shot away again? Well, he can. It was the right idea, to be honest. And he was rising all the time, unfortunately. But that was a decent, could have been a real decent effort there. And good football from FC there, Paul. Ben.
Yeah, I think Boston have got lethargic with this 3-0 scoreline. Now, all of a sudden, they've conceded a goal and they've got to up the ante again. They've got to start playing. Referee's not impressed with Stewart wasting time.
Yeah, do you think he'll do much about it?
No, he's just had a quiet word. I think the word was carry on.
Yes, carry on regardless, wasn't it? As John Stewart's ready to take this goal kick. He's just taken an age to take it eventually. Hits it long. Hughes wins the header. It's 50 pence header as well, but Jamal's over there. He's pushing the back, but wins the ball, does well. Plays it to Senior. And up to Greaves. Greaves 1-2 there, trying to bring in Jamal. Didn't quite come off for him. It's like pushing the back. And the one thing you might find with Jamal, with the pace, he's going to help our senior a little bit more. And then senior might be able to get forward a little bit more if afforded the opportunity. As the ball flicks into FC's penalty area. It needs to be dealt with by Kay. Kay's back pass is woeful. And Higham has to deal with it. Does well there, Higham. Plays it to Linfield. Linfield plays a blind ball, but it's held up by McCarthy. McCarthy now. Can't afford to lose it there. You can guess what happened, can't you, kids?
To be fair to him, he was waiting for a run and it just wasn't coming to him.
So therefore you hold the ball.
I know, but he had three yellow shirts around him. What do you want to do?
Hold the ball. I think it was quite clear.
Under his top?
I think it was quite clear that he should have held the ball. He's up there for a reason. As Kay nearly loses out again. Has to be careful here, Kay. Him and Thompson again battling. There's a pull in the shirt there. If the assistant referee doesn't see it, but Kay plays a nice 1-2 for their number 7, Rollins. Ball to the penalty area. It should be 4-1. Oh, great save from FC's goalkeeper. But that will cause some dilly-dallying down this near touchline. If you're a centre-half and you need to clear the line, you leather it out. You don't chip the ball to their number 7 who threads it through then to Jake Beasley and allow a shot on target. Poor defending, Paul. What do you reckon?
Yes, I agree fully.
Thank you. Thank you. Ben seems to think...
I'm tweeting.
It's not good enough.
Corner comes in. Headed away by FC United's Irwin. Flicked on by Racky. Ball back into the penalty area, but it should be gathered by FC's goalkeeper. It is indeed. Who needs a quick throw out because of this swirling wind, but he's got his first chance ready to hit it out of his hands and see where it goes. And gets it over the halfway line, which is decent. Was a free header again. Keane wins it. Second header won by Greaves. Should be out of play there. Should be a throw into FC United of Manchester, surely, referee and assistant on the far side. It is 3-1. Ben?
Yes. Yes, my friend.
Someone said in your pictures of boots that keep you warm.
Yes.
In the
he's trying to comfort himself.
Those are the kinds of friends I have.
Secret bit of comfort. Do you like?
Keane again with the header, but second ball won by Senior. Ball chipped forward again, just over the halfway line, out for another throw into FC United of Manchester. Well, the home fans a little bit jittery. 3-1, goal from FC United of Manchester, but FC's defence a split again. Hughes has to be equal to it as well there this time. Hughes, and then nice play from the goalkeeper Allison to Kay. Kay this time can chip the ball forward. He needs. Puts himself back into danger, into the final third with the number 10 now, Jake Beasley. Well, it was a Beasley that did FC, or tried to do FC last week. He didn't score Beasley last week, did he?
No.
But he was instrumental in quite a lot. And there again, another Beasley as FC give the ball away again.
From the goal
by
Jay
Rollins.
It's dreadful.
Rollins. Well, the number four, Maguire, the scorer of their second place. All the way to his goalkeeper. Takes a touch. Long ball. Two players there, and FC's goalkeeper's going to come out and gather that. He does indeed gather it. Well, they're not. The thing is, they're not switched on. That throw in, the throw he took the goalkeeper, Allison, to the player should have been switched on, but he wasn't. Poor, just poor, rudimentary, poor quality. This side of the throw finds Kay. Kay needs to make use of the ball. Plays an awkward ball to Raki, who has to hurry to play the ball back to him. And Kay now, he just gives it away again. And the one thing you can't afford to do is give the ball away in positions where it's an opportunity for the number 9 Thompson to make it for. Cuts across everything, and he cuts across the ball himself, and it's a goal kick.
Very lucky
to FC United of Manchester. But Kay yet again not in any way, shape or form delivering a decent ball and putting FC under pressure, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, we survived there because Thompson is not used to staying on his feet, is he, when he put the shot in.
The ball is near touchline now. It's held up by Linfield. Ball flicked forward. Two players go for it. One of them, offside decision against McCarthy. He was might have been a judge to have conceded a free kick as well, but it's only going to be the offside that they're going to be done for. And no rush for the goalkeeper, who trundles out of his area. He'll look to the assistant referee. Whereabouts you want it? Whereabouts? Well, you're a bit forward, a bit backwards. Oh, I'm not quite sure. Oh, I'll take me time. Oh, there we go. And he takes the free kick, hits it towards the far left hand side, chested down, ball into the area, should be dealt with by Senior. He's got to be quick enough there to realise that ball might have been going out, but he clears his lines only as far as the throw into the home team, which will be taken by Stephen Brogan. And someone's the Boston drum.
Sounds like a pub, doesn't it?
Well, not a very good one.
Not quite the bass drum, eh? As FC concede another throw in on the far side. Brogan will take. Another throw in. Brogan will take. They've not moved, actually. They've been in the same position for the last 45 seconds now. Can they get the ball to the penalty area? No. They get another throw in. And I reckon, Brogan will take.
Stockport have got a goal against Gainsborough. It's 2-1 now to the visitors in that one.
Ball to the penalty area this time. It's dealt with well by Senior. Goes past one. Can he get himself a ball cleared? He does well. And Greaves, well, he was hustled and bustled. And good defending for the number five. He's done really well. Jordan Keane, the skipper, against FC's man up top, as they have the ball with Brogan. Ball on the inside now to Maguire. Maguire plays a 1-2. There's a shot on target here available to them, and he was dipping all the way, looking for a corner ball, not going to get it. But a good effort there from the Boston midfield player, the number 8. Did really well. Good shot on target there from Brad Abbott. And it remains. The one thing we have to bear in mind here as well is very fair prices when it comes to food. £2.20. I mean, I don't eat them, but £2.20 for a burger, and £2.50 for a cheeseburger. Just don't tell Honest Trev. He'll be taking photographs demanding FC United and Manchester do that.
Ooh, that's a heavy man past.
Well, the goalkeeper can bring it down on his knee comfortably and left-footed, clear his lines. Don't make out something that's not there happening, Ben, really. It could have been. As Racky Ball has the ball on the halfway line.
It was a messy back pass.
A messy, well, that would have been quality, wouldn't it, if it was messy. Well, we're have a free kick on the halfway line. Irwin takes, hits with the outside of his boot. It's a chase on for everybody. The keeper comes across and he wins it. And no one was actually aware where that ball was going from the free kick. The goalkeeper saw where he was going. He just chased it down and gathered it. And
but there's still hope at 3-1.
It's all a little bit late. Who knows? The ball flicked on. Out comes FC's goalkeeper and wins it. This time Thompson thinks of not barging into the goalkeeper, as McCarthy's ball, Greaves, can he get on the end of it? No, he can't. Again, ball on the halfway line, intercepted too easily by the home team, and then good play again by Brad Abbott, plays the ball down the left-hand side, headed back though for an FC United Manchester. Oh, and the younger Jamal nearly gives it away again. Good football though from Senior, and Jamal does give it away again. Jamal down the left hand, has to defend now the left hand side. Senior out of position, and it's a corner ball. Well, Jamal stuck to his task once he'd made the two mistakes, but you've got to do better there, haven't you, lads?
Yes.
Jinx.
We can only jinx ourselves. You can't get involved in the old jinx thing.
Of course you can.
You're a visitor to this. You're not.
This is to what?
It's either me or Paul could jinx each other.
Why?
Corner ball.
What are you talking
you're
about?
You're involved in that jinx. If you said it at the same time, then yes, but you weren't.
I was. Corner. Corner comes in. Towards the back post it goes. Goal kick. So I could only do it if you and me do it.
Yes.
Yes, jinx. That's you, shut up. Paul, I will not jinx you.
I seem to remember we were 3-0 down here last season, weren't we? We pulled the goal back.
I wouldn't jinx you, Ben. Go on.
Yeah, well, I think we were a couple of goals down at one point, weren't we?
That's what you just said.
Yeah.
Ball halfway line. Needs to be dealt with by an FC player, and Irwin does well. Full of battling and endeavour is Irwin, as always, but Greaves concedes a throw in, and nothing going FC's way. He looks to the heavens and thinks, what on earth have I taken this job for? If only there was a spare £1,500 a week, what could I have done with that?
And Elliot wanted him at Shaw Lane as well, didn't he? He could have taken that.
Could have all taken different paths. And
Kidderminster wanted him as a player.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Elliot wanted him to do.
Well, throwing the ball taken quickly by Allison. Allison plays it up to Hughes. Hughes played it back to an awkward ball, should I say, to Irwin, who had to deal with it quickly. FC United keeping the ball, but their own penalty area. 3-1 down, and it's keep ball. Where's the time gone?
Possession stats.
Where's the time gone?
It's the stats. All on the stats.
18 minutes gone. It's 3-1. FC United getting a goal early in the second half.
No.
As FC concede a free kick, do they know the referee? Let's play continue. And it's the number 10 against K. And he's taken it a bit too wide. But he hasn't. He's done really well there. And somehow the bandy legs of Jake Beasley there managed to keep that ball in. No one defending, and Hyam had to come across and clear the ball out for a goal, for a corner ball.
I tell you what though, the kit man must be really peeved at Reece Thompson, the amount of time he spends on his belly. It's remarkable.
I don't think he's really probably got an opinion on it, Ben, to be honest.
Bet he has.
No, well, let you interview him then, or her.
Well, the kit man.
Yeah. Anyway, corner to Boston. To the back post it goes. Free header. Goal kick. My ears are hurting.
I'm sure the listeners are as well.
To be honest, I don't think we've got any.
We're here for the next half an hour, then we're going.
20 minutes of the second half gone. 3-1 down. FC find themselves trailing in a better second half, but that's because Boston haven't, well, although Boston have actually had two really good opportunities, as the ball doesn't quite make the halfway line. Kay clears it to Hyam. Hyam plays it up. It's a poor ball, but good defensive header there for the number 4 Maguire for us. And it's a throw into FC United on the halfway line. Who wants it? McCarthy's there.
Nobody.
Doesn't quite get on it. It's picked up by Hyam. Hyam right footed. Plays it up towards Jamal. Jamal can't get the end of it. Nice little touch and turn.
Irwin
wins the second ball back. And then a touch from Muscle Darvitt. Good play there by the number 7. Rollins. Rollins now. Good defending from FC United. Matter, but picked up on the edge of the air by Abbott. Abbott chips the ball in. And it deflects off an FC shirt. Finds the comfortable hands.
Irwin was a bit fortunate there, wasn't he? Well, he won the ball, but his foot was up.
His challenge was an absolute fair one. Nothing wrong with it at all. As the ball played up now to McCarthy. McCarthy plays the ball across field. Left hand side to Linfield. And there's Hyam on the left hand side. Hyam into the penalty area. Can he drill it across? He's got to do better there. He really has. He's got to do much better with that ball. He shouldn't allow the player to come across him and defend it and only get a corner out of it. He should have been unleashing that, and it should be a shot on target, and it should be 3-2.
Well, that's an assumption.
Corner in, comes across everybody, high in the air the ball is. Everyone's looking for where it's going to land, and it falls to Racky. Racky's ball's a decent one to Linfield. Linfield now chips. It's a lovely chip towards the back post. No one there from FC though, and then the second ball's going to fall for the home team. Needs to be dealt with by Hyam. Doesn't get on the end of it, and then there's a man on this right hand side. Loads of space. It's the number 7 on the ball now. It's Jay Rollins looking for some support. Can he cut into the penalty here? Yes, he can. Gets the shot away, drags it, and it was nowhere near really. But from defensive attack, they went really quickly. FC United exposed. And the thing is, we're exposed because we had a plethora of players trying to attack. But there's going to be a substitution, and it's McCarthy. Who is being replaced by FC's number 17, Jeff King.
And I come
Scouse for Scouse.
I come bearing good news as Gainsborough now 3-1 down against Stockport.
And Darlington is winning by 6-0 against North Ferriby. I only say that because, well, we have a Darlington supporter doing the co-commentary with us at our place. Just let you know, Ben. You okay with that?
Are there any feeling left in your toes?
Who is it? Oh, they've got Alice, radio
Alice from from the Heat and Hops. She's going to be our insight into all things Darlington. She might even bring a Palmo for you as Jamal loses out the ball. I honestly believe he's got a lot of talent, this kid, but I think it's a step too far from at the moment. I think he needs a lot more games at his own level, so to speak, as the ball lost by King, ball on the halfway line for the home team. Back to the left back position they go. As you see, look, I mean, if you look across their line now, they've got four across the line where FC United nearly capitalised upon it. Well, again, look, what four all across the line attacking the ball. The man on the ball now, Beasley, plays out left hand side. They've always got someone out left, and the pace of Hemmings this time can't keep the ball in, and well, that time he didn't get his way, Hemmings.
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
See that one?
Yeah.
See what I did? You see what I did? You did. You saw it. Brilliant. Oh, goodness
get
gracious.
Get in touch with us, Twitter, at FCUM Radio.
What for?
Just say hello.
Oh, that's it, yeah. 07596104122.
John Richmond is enjoying us from Canada, by the way.
John Richmond's from Canada. Halfway line, ball flicked over the top from Irwin, forced to Racky. Racky plays a nice ball out left-hand side. The sun just comes out. Can FC United capitalise upon this sun as King into the penalty area? Doesn't quite get the ball across field. He has Racky. Plays a nice ball into Racky. Racky now in the area. Can he chip it towards the back post? Yes, he can. There's a header there. It's an awkward one. Who's going to get the end of it? Second ball, though, cleared by the home team. Up goes Hughes. Can't afford to lose it there. Doesn't lose it there. And good play there by Kay. Senior, on his own half, chips it into the penalty area. Everyone thinks about it to go in for it from FC. Everyone leaves it, but Racky takes over to Irwin. Out to Senior. Senior plays it up to the feet of Greaves. Greaves plays it back to Jamal, who put a decent ball in for the goal. And this time, it's awkward for the goalkeeper, is it? No, it's very, very simple. And it remains 3-1.
I was actually about to launch a crowdfunding campaign for Jamie Maguire the way he went down. It was looked awkward. He's all right, though. He's on his feet, thankfully.
Senior looks for some support, finds it in Irwin. Irwin's ball tries to split two players, and it's a great ball, and here's Jamal into the penalty. He needs to split it across. Here's an opportunity to make it 3-2. It should be 3-2. It's not quite yet.
It is now.
It's there. Jeff King.
Kingy with a goal. It was the pace of Jamal. Well, there's a commentating curse. I just don't think he's probably up to it at this standard. And his pace, the ball though, from FC United of Manchester's Steve Irwin was tremendous. He put a ball wide right hand side, and he split the defence. And the pace of Jamal did everything. We did as much as we could to try and not score. As the ball came across, we thought maybe Linfield was just going to put
stick it
in.
Away, and instead he squared it, and Jeff King then didn't make a great connection, but it still just eluded the keeper.
Well, now the ball back with FC's goalkeeper. The wind is still there. He can't get it out of his own half, and Hughes charges the ball down, clears it. Oh, it's just cleared by Senior. Nice ball there by Kay. A bit of belief in this team of FC United of Manchester.
At 3-2.
Racky on the ball. Plays it to Higham. Higham chips it forward to Greaves. Greaves can't get the first ball. Second ball needs to be won by a red shirt. It's chips high, right-hand side. You can guarantee that the man on the ball now, Reece Thompson, any touch, he's down.
He's
there
down.
There we go. He's down. And he's holding
his leg.
And he's in absolute
agony. He's got
agony.
A free kick.
And for donations to the
the Reece Thompson appeal, please do get in touch with Boston United.
He's being booked now, FC United, the Manchester's Racky. It was a throw-in. Was it? No.
No, he's given a free kick.
It wasn't even a free kick. It's an abs. What did he do?
He looked at him.
We said as soon as anyone went anywhere near, he was going to throw himself to the floor. He did exactly that.
He looked at him in an evil way.
He thought, oh no, I've got a pirate coming to get me. Arr.
I think it's for the headgear. He's getting the yellow. The referee's had enough.
But well,
this reminds us, though, the point we were making earlier is Boston really are not that good. And they got into a 3-goal lead, really.
I was going to say that when we were 4-3 up, Paul.
Yeah.
If you don't mind. Save your best material.
And now it's 3-2. This is more realistic.
Well, they have a free kick, Boston. Can they kill the game here? 28 minutes gone. A very soft yellow card. The referee just playing to Thompson. And it's whipped in. It's a decent ball towards the back post. Oh.
Well, that was a... Could you say that was a bit of fortune? It certainly flew in and clipped the back post and went in directly from the wide delivery.
He certainly didn't mean it, did he?
No.
Was that a direct free kick or an indirect free kick?
Well, it doesn't really matter because the referee has probably forgotten if it was.
Well, it was well executed if it was meant, but 4-2. It's nice that the home team are waving at the FC supporters.
Well, that kind of sums up the afternoon. We've had a soft penalty, we've had a double deflected goal, and a goal scored direct from a free kick from wide out.
So I'm just thinking, it should have been an indirect or direct, that's the question. I don't know, I don't understand the rules anymore.
It's a foul, so it's direct.
No free kick there, see, I can't see the difference.
He needs to go to the Reece Thompson school, I think.
Well, number 7 on the ball now, this right-hand side. Oh, and free kick the other way this time. And FC want to take it quickly. The referee not letting it happen because, I couldn't see because there was a camera in the way.
I think it was Scott Kay,
all I saw was Scott Kay jumping in the air.
Following through.
Oh, here we go. And we got the free kick the other way. Well, it's had six goals. 15 minutes to go. Someone's made a rice pudding. What's that rice pudding?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not. Oh, it's not.
It's not to us. It's someone we follow.
Yeah, okay, I looked across and looked at that rice pudding. It's not rice pudding.
Boston substitution.
Well, it's the Jonathan Wafola coming on. And coming off is...
It's Rollins.
Jay Rollins.
So it's Wafula on.
Well,
that's what. He's not the only fooler on the pitch.
I thought you do it then rather than me. Anyway, FC have a free kick. Just quite get to the halfway line. Up goes Irwin, wins the header. Greaves in that first board as well there. Jamail on it now. Good feet from the youngster. He needs to play a simple ball across field, and he does exactly that. Controlled at the chest by Senior does well to go past his player and rise a challenge and has to ride another one.
Does well.
Oh, man, the referee, Racky with a shot on goal. No, on the roof.
He could be
one bounce, two bounce.
It's remarkable refereeing because it is a booking.
Of course it is, because he absolutely took a swing at Joe Senior, but the referee said, and apparently intent has no bearing, and it is intent, and he tried to take him out and he couldn't quite get there, and the referee says play on. And he has been, the referee's been awful, don't get me wrong, but unfortunately we've been worse.
I don't know, we've had a 6-goal thriller.
Say thriller.
We've had 6 goals, give you that. Hyam wins the header. Second ball needs to be won by
oh dear, look, somebody's lying down on the floor again.
It's not, is it? It can't be, surely. It won't be. No, it's not, actually. It's for a change.
There is about 5 of them who do like the smell of grass, it would appear.
What, you think it's some kind of addiction?
It must be, because I can't explain it otherwise, the way they roll around so much.
Well, they've got a Rollins in the team.
There you go.
pity we haven't got Henry Rollins playing in our team.
Can't get behind that.
Anyway, a free kick to the home team. That you've just been sold a dummy there, referee. They waste as much time as they can. So they set a free kick. It's launched into the penalty. There's a free header there, is it? No, it's over here and out for a goal kick. Again, kidology there. And the referee being suckered into it, so he takes a little bit more time.
Yeah. Lloyd Allinson's had to climb into the stand to get the ball back.
Which isn't actually funny, Paul, because that stands a health risk this afternoon.
Well, it's been,
he's putting his life in his own
hands.
Been
condemned, hasn't it?
See, look, the pigeons to my right hand side have got the right idea. They're actually looking the opposite way. Not watching any of this game. And FC United now just trying to get something out of this game. They were back in it at 3-2, 4-2 down, and again a fortunate goal really. It was a well struck free kick, but it wasn't meant for the back of the net from distance. As there's another opportunity in a shot off the post this time. A great effort from the number 10, and it deserved better that time from Jake Beasley. He's absolutely pillared the post, and now
John Cena is having to climb into the stand to get the ball back.
Why don't they bat up a ball boy there? Jesus.
It's not safe, is it? That's why. You won't want a 10-year-old in that stand.
Well, if it's deemed unsafe, the game should be played. What are they singing? Are they all, if you all hate? Oh, the ball's just stopped in the wind there, dead. FC United in their own final third, and unfortunately you're going to have to defend it again. There's a back heel there, doesn't quite come off for the Boston team. And now here's Linfield on the left-hand side. He scored one, he's helped create another one as King now the goal scorer of FC's second goal. 4-2 down. King needs to go through that gap or put a ball into the penalty area. A little bit quality required, splits two players, but Higham takes over. Plenty of red shirts in front of him. He plays a ball only half a yard, and Higham saying, I don't really want that, to be honest, and he's going back to the halfway line. Don't go back to the goalkeeper, for goodness sake. Should be a free kick to FC United. Referee lets play continue. Ball chipped in. Everyone, no one following the ball, but King on the edge of the area. Oh, shows too much of it. And FC United and Manchester defending to do. Just not quite over the halfway line now with Hemmings. He's over the halfway line. There's a nice ball left hand side to Thompson, the number nine. Thompson.
He's going. Oh,
no, he stayed on his feet. He thought he'd won that ball, and FC give it away. Maguire on the ball now. Chips it in again. Hughes wins the header, only as far as Maguire, and Kay wins the first challenge. Referee lets play continue.
Oh my goodness, how's that any different to the senior one? In fact, it is different because the tackle was lame from Kay.
I think it was the colour of the shirt.
It's just farcical.
Well, the ball went away and it's a free kick. Was it a free kick, Ben? Wasn't a free kick, was it?
Lame.
He won the ball.
Pretty lame.
He won the ball because the ball was going away from goal. But the referee has been.
I like the way that he tried to play advantage there and then brought it back. Whereas at the other end, he doesn't do it.
Probably just sparing out of misery.
He's adding to it, to be fair.
10 minutes to go here. 4-2 down. FC United trail. There's an opportunity now. The number three is over it, Brogan, and it deflects off an FC. Player out for a corner ball, and there'll be in no rush to take it with 10 minutes to go with a 2-goal cushion. As looks like the ball crew on the far side is going to take it.
Well, why not?
Now,
so three red shirts staying upfield.
Well, they're not, they should be on the halfway line, all three of them. Halfway line, they should be on. There's no point in being where they are. As Raki tries to defend this ball, whipped back into the penalty area, and has to be dealt with, and it's that number nine on the ball again, so we've got to be very careful. He might
slip and fall.
Left to get the ball away, the edge of the penalty area. Got to be careful here. They win it back, well played, Irwin. Now here comes King.
Still got it.
Half a challenge, but King has the ball still. He's got two players in front of him. Can't afford to lose it there. It's a penalty area, and great defending. Good work there from the substitute. Wafula. King back on the ball now. To the byline he goes.
Exactly.
Corner ball. Wafula. See, that's what I mean. Wafula's not a centre, not a defender. And he's come on, put three great challenges in, and FC make a final substitution. And it's going to be Gerard Garner, and coming off is FC United of Manchester Danny Rackie.
Amidst the boos.
I have never booed anyone at a football match. I never boo, here's boo. Or when a player gets sent off, cheerio, cheerio. It's the politest song ever, isn't it? You've been calling them all names anyway, wait for this corner.
Other breakfast cereals are available.
Near post, ball goes across everybody. Who's on the end of it? Steve Irwin needs to win it. Neither of them won it. Should have been a free kick. Referee says play on. And
Hakim Senior.
Well, Senior against Thompson.
Good lad.
He's down.
And he's holding his
legs. He's
holding legs. And
if you would like to donate to the Rhys Thompson crowdfunder appeal, please.
He's still down. It might need the physio.
I mean, the grass burns he must have.
He's on his feet. He's holding his boot now.
They're bringing Greg Smith on.
Oh, he's limping into the box.
Yeah, they're going to
bring very slowly.
They're going to bring Greg Smith on.
What, even the manager's fed up with it. So anyway, they've got a corner.
What a trooper.
Ooh.
What a trooper.
Corner comes in towards the back post. It goes beyond everyone. Goal kick. Well done, ball crew over there.
Probably just to keep warm. Oh, he's got a new haircut.
Oh, Greg Smith.
Well, what they do is they. I just blow my nose on your gloves, sorry. Didn't realise. Sorry, Ben. What they've done is they waited for the goal kick and therefore they realised they have to run all the way there.
It's not Rhys Thompson coming up.
No, he was. Oh, he's staying on. He's taking all the plaudits.
It's the leading scorer coming off.
It's Hemmings. Ashley Hemmings. Doing that walk jog.
He's replaced by the athletic Greg Smith.
He runs like pub landlord, doesn't he? I'll tell you what, though. He's a decent player.
Who's the pub landlord?
You know, when he had these all-star games.
With a full bulk and size, and he's got to go up front, isn't he? So, Wafula plays the ball in, and it's an opportunity for number 9, Thompson.
He's down!
He should be at Aintree, shouldn't he? He should be a horse. I mean,
he's taking a count.
He's taking a what?
A count.
Oh, I was going to say it because I think he is, you're right. Absolutely incredible. He has been more down. He's been down more times today than Ron Jeremy ever has. Let's be honest. I mean, you just knew.
Ron Jeremy has re-entered the building.
Yeah. It's been a long time since Ron Jeremy has been anywhere. 4-2 down.
I love you, 1980s.
6 minutes to go. FC United trail. And I've got a feeling somehow, somewhere, there's going to be a little bit more action. Something's going to happen in this game that's going to leave us even more
amazed.
More amazed, yeah. As Irwin chips the ball forward. Little head on there by Linfield is a decent one to King. King to the byline. Two players around him, get a corner at least. There's a handball there, is there? Surely. I'd rather have the free kick as a handball, but we'll get the corner. Goalkeeper's got it. He's going the opposite way and being pushed now by Linfield.
Dear.
And
referee not interested whatsoever in the shenanigans there.
Well, he should have booked the goalkeeper, then booked Linfield.
Yeah, well, he basically kicked him, didn't he? He wouldn't let the ball go.
Taken quickly. Short ball. Back to King. Can King get the ball to the penalty or drill it or to the byline? He needs to go. Can't afford to lose it. Kept in play. Still need the ball in the penalty area. Ball chips in. It's not a bad ball. Header comes across. No one on the end of it. And it will be very, very easy. Ron Jeremy? Mrs. Greaves. Mrs. Greaves, I'm not prepared to divulge that information. It's probably just wise to go to Google, and I think you'll find out within a few seconds. There's Smith on the ball now on the edge of the area. Here come the home team again. That's FC United's penalty area they're on the end of. It's the number 10 Beasley on the ball. He won't go down as quick. It's a throw into FC United. Manchester.
I think he's Rhys Thompson's uncle.
It's the blank face of Mr. Greaves when asked by Mrs. Greaves. I can just imagine.
Why would Mr. Greaves know?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're assuming. You've seen it. Said a lot of things this afternoon that, you know, it's four minutes to go, 4-2 down. and I've just dropped my hot chocolate.
Have you?
No, I don't know. Oh, that's all right, don't worry, nothing's happening. Halfway line, ball flick forward, cleared, throw into FC. Jamal, 2 minutes a quarter of him have helped FC United get at least goals that haven't come in five games. The ball flick forward now, can Greaves get on the end of it? No. But Hyams in the area, left hand side, needs to chip the ball in. It's not a bad ball there towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Who's gambling?
That's a goal!
And it's FC United and Manchester's other Liverpudlian, Mr. Garner. And a lovely header as well, 4-3. Well, I said there was something, possibly, to make us.
Was it all in the delivery?
This time, well, it was a good header. He was going back on goal and he's headed it across. Goalkeeper couldn't do anything. And King, well, he did well there and he chipped the ball in. And it's 4-3 with 3 minutes to go.
Game on. Until they get the fifth.
Hyam wins a header, but he gives it straight to the man who likes to throw the floor. Well, that side is a free kick. That is a free kick. I give him that. And no,
another substitute. The referee wants to. Oh no!
Well, I don't mind that because if you do that now, it adds on the additional time, doesn't it?
No, and, not with this ref.
Well, he'll probably take it off, wouldn't he?
I'm going to say 3 minutes of added time he's going to put on. Useless to the last.
Well, it's going to be a free kick to the home team. Going to be whipped into the penalty area. It's a decent ball. Irwin wins the first header.
Did he fall over?
He did.
It was number 10 this time, though. That was Leasley. And Jamal went the wrong way initially, but he's got the pace to win the ball. Does well there. Plays it to Irwin. Irwin deep in his own half. Back out to Senior is the ball. And he needs some support down the right hand side. We should find a red shirt, but no. And the ball played into the penalty area. It's half cleared. Up goes Irwin, wins that header. Jamal needs to win the second ball, but it falls to Irwin. Irwin rides a challenge. First time shot comes in, and when from that position, Irwin's got to do better. And the goalkeeper will just probably have a drink, probably just pull his stockings up, have a think, have a look. The referee's going to run over.
Are you going
and
to
say no more?
Are you going to consider him man of the match?
Reece Thompson,
the Amber Gambler,
spectacular, absolutely.
The referee's
amazing.
Just told him to hurry up, but he's gone right. Okay, I'm ignoring that, and I'm not even put. He hasn't put the ball down yet. Goodness gracious, referee! What is the point? You've told him three times to hurry up when these goal kicks, and not bothered. We're to the 45th minute now, anyway. That wasted a good minute and a half. He was in offside position. There was
Smith.
Yes, Smith. That's it, Ben. Sorry. As FC United's senior, don't lose it there. Does really well. Plays the ball up to Greaves' feet. Jamal needs to win the second ball. He does. Plays it back to senior. No, he does. He goes past one. Lovely play from Jamal. Jamal now in the pass. Another. There's an elbow across his face there. Should be a throw into FC United.
Free kick. Free kick.
Four minutes and a free kick.
That Smith's off that cookery show, wouldn't he?
Well, what can they do here? FC United of Manchester can get something out of nothing. It would be absolutely wonderful if they can. This free kick is into the fourth minute, the first minute of the four, and a decent ball required in. That's not a bad ball. Goes across everybody. Who's it end up with? It ends up with Irwin on the edge of the area, trying to make room for himself. Plays it to chips it into the back post. Keep a thought about coming for it. They can't play the lines at the moment. It's back with Linfield. Linfield, two players around him, don't lose it there. Plays a nice ball to King. King's
nice
ball flips through to the feet of King now. King to the byline, make use of it. Ball comes across, keeper saves it with his knees. It's a corner ball to FC United of Manchester. I'm doing a Hyam a disservice there. It was Hyam played a lovely ball into King, and King now with this corner ball. I thought perhaps he'd taken it a little bit too far there, but here's an opportunity. Well, up goes FC United's goalkeeper. Allenson's in there. That's an opportunity. Goal! I don't care who it came off, in fairness.
Right,
I don't care. I think it might have been Linfield. And FC United of Manchester, well, the fans, some of the supporters celebrate. I'm not surprised, to be honest. And FC United of Manchester find themselves 4-4 here at Boston. Yes. And, well, it's four apiece, and Well, they saw the stewards are a little bit heavy-handed, shall we say. And I think they've just been told, hey, you know what you can do? What? Get off.
Well, there you go.
Well, where are they going? Where the Hull fans leaving already? It's not over yet.
No, there's still time for a fifth.
It is 4-0, isn't it?
Yes.
See, we said that, didn't we? We said that.
You've got talking points after the game.
At last.
4-all. From a side that's been unable to score.
Well, and defend.
Well, we still can't defend. We haven't cracked that one yet.
Well, there's still time to go here. See the ball into the penalty area. They're own. They have to clear the lines. Force as far as Maguire. Kay does really well. And then, referee lets play continue. Halfway line. Greaves holds the ball brilliantly. But then loses out. The ball chipped forward. Hyam should try and win that. Not against the big man. He holds the ball brilliantly well, though, does Greg Smith. Down the right side, he goes. Ooh, oh, really? Linfield. He looking for a handball, getting a corner ball, but Linfield very lucky. If he made contact, he was off. And they get a corner.
About 90 seconds left of added time.
Well, the referee's likely to put another five on. The corner ball will be taken by Abbott. It's a decent ball across everybody there. Keeper palms it away. Great play by Allison. And the ball hit up towards Jamel. Jamel, if he can't get on the end of it, but the second ball comes in. There's about nine players offside, surely. Hughes heads the ball clear initially. King's doing really well, being pulled all over the place. And FC get a free kick. Now,
105-3 the attendance.
There's no point for FC to go gung-ho.
How important will this point be at the end of the season?
Well, we said, didn't we? The only thing we needed from this was at least a point.
Oh, I've not done Facebook, have I? Hold on a minute.
30 seconds of the 4 minutes left.
What we don't need now is Allison has to take this free kick from deep outside of his area. The most ridiculous gust of wind to take the ball and blow it back into the goal. Allison, 20 yards outside of his area, hits the ball high into the air. It hangs, loops, doesn't go anywhere, but it's only as far as an FC shirt. Well, it wasn't, then.
Luke Challenger is piling in.
Good play there from FC United. King did really well. Then FC chipped the ball forward, and that will be the end of the game. 4 apiece. Linfield pumped up there, and well, a game where FC United at 3-0 down were absolutely dead and buried. He's a player, mate. He's a player. There's a steward trying to come and take one of the FC players and get hold of him.
Well, what a remarkable finish to a remarkable game.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.